Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. For patients experiencing stroke, obtaining medical care from a stroke expert within 3 hours of the onset of symptoms and receiving appropriate therapy can significantly improve the patient's chances for recovery. At UPMC, through the use of telemedicine technology, many emergency room physicians in remote hospitals now have access to neurologists and stroke experts with the press of a button, 24/7, 365 days a year. Think of it as a virtual consult.
The reason that time is important in treating stroke is that within the first few hours after the onset of a stroke, there is still the possibility of reversibility of the brain injury. And we know that a thrombolytic drug, TPA, can improve the probability of a good outcome from stroke if it's given within that time frame. So telemedicine is a system by which the expertise of a stroke center can be brought to a community hospital that otherwise does not have that kind of expertise available. This is done through an audio-video communication system where the stroke expert is at the stroke center and communicates to a peripheral hospital. The stroke physician can therefore see the patient, can talk with the patient, and get all the information that they need to make a decision about whether or not this person is a candidate for TPA. I want you to take your left arm, just like I'm doing, and hold it up in the air, and I'm going to count to 10. Telemedicine is benefiting stroke patients in that it is providing patients that come into these smaller community hospitals the expertise and evaluation of stroke experts without having to undergo the additional travel time necessary to get to the stroke center. They can be emergently evaluated and a decision made about whether or not they're a good candidate for TPA. And if in fact they are, then the TPA can be given without the delay that could be introduced by having to transport them down to the stroke center, which could take minutes or even hours. Telemedicine is probably best delivered as part of a system of care, not as an isolated event. The telemedicine is one component of a relationship between these hospitals so that the hospitals know each other, the physicians know each other, and when care has to be delivered in either direction, the relationships are in place so that the patient gets good and coordinated care.
Telemedicine is now being used in many specialties, giving patients in rural or underserved areas access to specialists and advanced treatment options that otherwise may not be available.